Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. Today is Tuesday, the 15th. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And today we are talking about workouts.
That we are.
We're going to be talking about what kind of workout. Well, we're pretty much focusing on two different kinds of things today. We're going to be talking about resistance training. So that encompasses weights and Pilates, machines.
All that fun stuff.
And then we're talking about cardio, which is
getting the sweat on.
Getting the sweat on. That's right.
Well, theoretically, I guess you could get your sweat on.
Right.
Well, you would, but now I'm just mumbling.
So today was one of my last Pilates classes I'm teaching in the Los Angeles area, and I'm getting kind of sad about that. I only have 6 more classes I'm teaching over the next few weeks. So it's getting kind of, because as you develop your class, you get an emotional attachment to people.
Relationships are built.
Exactly. And I'm sad. Like, I wish I could bring certain clients up to the Bay Area with me.
6 hours with me. And
yeah, why not? Why wouldn't you?
It'll be well worth your time.
It will be, because it's me.
Of course.
Yeah.
So today was just Pilates for you?
Today was just Pilates, and then, last night I got a call from
a ring-a-ding-ding.
From one of my ex-girlfriends, Brittany.
Oh.
Yeah, which is
very... Nice to me. Continue. I know.
So, Brittany and I are on good terms, which is nice. We broke up a while ago. But she gave me a call, and she asked me to come to Azusa Pacific, which is a school in Southern California, on the 22nd. And I'm going to be one of 4 panelists in a discussion on beauty and fitness, which should be actually kind of interesting. Let me read you off the questions we're going to be talking about. So she gave us 4 prompts to be talking about. The first prompt is, how has the definition of beauty changed in American culture over the past 100 years?
Gone sluttier. Continue, Nick.
What has caused or perpetuated this?
The ideals of celebrityism across America.
Okay. How has the female beauty market impacted the male market?
It has made things better. I don't know.
No, because think about that, dude. Like, you know,
what was the question again?
How has the female beauty market impacted the male market? So we're talking
now we have mascara.
Uh-huh.
The worst thing in the world.
Not even that. We have, like, you know, like, I talk to guys and they're like, oh, I'm feeling fat today. And it's like, wait, you could take it either way, but that's how I
say it's the female market, the way that it has gone, has feminized the male market.
That's true.
That's probably the easiest way to generalize all of it.
Because
that encompasses your guys' fat comments and stuff like that.
Right. Is the idea picture of beauty monocultural? What are the impacts of beauty on identity? Single culture.
No, I know what it means.
Okay. It took me a second too when I first.
Well, I was just trying to think, like, when. Okay, reread the question one time.
Is the ideal picture of beauty, quote unquote, monocultural?
No, I'd say no.
Absolutely not.
Because,
I mean, it's becoming more like the same because of globalization.
Yeah,
but
I agree with that. But if you were like, ask me like a race, I could then give you like the picture of what like I classify as like
beautiful for that race.
But I don't think that, because like each race has their own like visual differences,
right? And each culture has their own, like, you know, in Brazil, like, women look completely different than American women. You know, it's like we each have our different cultural ideal, I think.
No, I agree. Okay, so what was the second part of that question?
What are the impacts of beauty on identity? Which I think that's an interesting one.
Impacts of beauty on identity.
Mm-hmm.
I think from dealing with the females that I work with that are attractive, they find that they shouldn't do anything.
like they should get things because they're beautiful. Yeah, I find that's very true. Or they they're entitled.
There's an entitlement factor a lot of times, and what was the word I was looking for? There's an aspect where, yeah, I guess you'd say it's entitlement, but just like the play dumb card, where if they just tilt their head and smile,
they should get it.
They should just get it, and it comes across a lot of times like you're an idiot.
Right. No, I completely and the final question, since Azusa is a Christian school, it asks how should Christians examine this with a healthy lens, and this I'm guessing to be the all those questions and beauty as a general thing, and the second part is what are examples of how we can do this. Both very ambiguous questions.
Very. Like, so, you have to reread them, ambiguous.
Yeah.
So that I can give you my answer.
How should Christians examine this with a healthy lens? So how should Christians examine the American, or I guess cultural beauty identities through a healthy lens?
I don't know. Like, I guess I would just say,
because
there's a way to be modest but also beautiful.
Right, because
here's show everything.
Exactly. Here's my... what I've seen as a rebound to the whole beauty myth that we have. Like, we don't obviously want super skinny models walking around anywhere, right? That's just not healthy.
That's what you don't want.
No, dude, have you ever met
them? I don't want
you. Like, some like models are unhealthy. Like, it doesn't even look good. But then a lot of women take that as freedom to bounce to the opposite spectrum and say, big is beautiful, which I think is false. They're like, yes, on some women, sometimes big is beautiful, but I'm talking like overweight, obese.
Yeah.
Like, that's not healthy and that's not beautiful. Like, that's just showing.
What's the term I'm thinking about? Like, there's like, what's it called? BBW. They use it in like all adult things and stuff like that.
I don't know.
Or it's like big, beautiful women, and it's like their term for like obese, like just large women. And the thing is, it's like, I find women that are overweight to be attractive, but there's a point where it's not attractive.
Right. I think everyone has their own attractive, like,
there's a
range that someone is attractive in. Too thin, not attractive. Too heavy, not attractive. And typically that correlates directly with too thin, not attractive or healthy. Too big, not attractive or healthy.
Yeah.
It's like usually the lines of attraction and the lines of beauty fall within the same realm.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. So if you guys are in the Azusa area on September 22nd, come.
That'd be 2009.
2009. It's at 5:30 in the LAPC room, which I have no idea where that is. And so it starts at 5:30. I think it's $5 for dinner if you want to come. And I'm not sure.
Food?
Yeah. You won't come?
Maybe.
Yeah, you have to get off work early.
What time is that?
Because I have to be there by 5:15, so I'd have to leave here like 4:30, 4.
I'll go.
Okay.
I'll figure it out.
Because I get one guest.
Oh, I'm there.
And I know, right?
You get one guest, I'm there.
Right. So, thought that would be a little nice
Brittany
little...
Oh, Brittany will be happy to see me. She loved me.
Really?
I think I saw her 4 times.
Yeah, you guys never really didn't have animosity or a real relationship.
No. Oh, man.
All right, so after talking about beauty, let's talk about workouts. So on tomorrow we're talking about boxing. Thursday we're talking about how to go about gym 101. So
yeah,
this is kind of post gym 101. This is like after you've walked into the gym, you have your membership, if you decided on a trainer, you got your trainer. And now you're ready to get working out. And these are questions that people always have. Like, regardless, I've been asked these questions hundreds
of thousands of times.
Absolutely. So the first question that my buddy Eric he asked me, I posted it on Facebook. I was like, what are some fitness questions that you might have? Eric asked, which should I do first, cardio or weights? So if you're going to do both on the same day, it's
the great
dilemma. Exactly. Which one should come first?
Which, well, prefer, I mean, I could just go with my personal opinion of what I prefer to do.
Right.
But what I prefer to do is what is clinically proven to work better for fat loss.
Right.
So, think about it this way. I hate cardio. Hate it with a passion. Don't like doing it. It's hard. Like, I'll be honest with you. I just don't have a good cardio aspect to my workout yet. But when I'm done with cardio, I am so tired that I couldn't even lift.
Right.
Of a concept. So I always do it after lifting.
Right.
That's just cause and effect kind of thing. After lifting weights, I can do cardio, but after doing cardio, I can't lift. So I always do it afterwards, and that's also clinically proven through multiple sources.
Right. The funny thing is, like, if you do weights then cardio, then you burn an extra 50 calories. Like if you do, you know, the 40 minutes of weights, 20 minutes of cardio, or whatever your breakdown is, you burn about, and then, or you switch it, do 20 minutes of cardio first and then 40 minutes of weights, you burn about 50 extra calories. Like, it's not
life changing, but
right. So
I personally just find it easier to do it afterwards because I get tired.
Right. And plus, I don't like doing weights when I'm all sweaty personally. Like, I'd rather have, like, my body warm and everything, but I don't want to be dripping when I'm trying to, you know, bench press or do squats or deadlifts or anything.
I almost think it's dangerous.
For some lifts, for sure.
If you're sweating and drop something, and there's been multiple times where I've been doing like dumbbell and bench press, and I'm like, wow, that might have fell on my head. Like, that could, that might have been bad if situations.
Right. So, from there, a good question that was asked of us on Facebook as well was, which is better, stretching before or stretching after a workout? This is interesting.
Debatable.
This is debatable, but I think, well, I don't know what you think on this, so I hear what you have to say.
Well, first, I don't stretch, period. That's really honest. I have a hard time stretching just because I try and get in, get out, but with my clients, I always stretch them afterwards.
Okay.
I find it easier to stretch afterwards. After the cardio, their whole body's warm.
Right.
And they won't tear anything and stuff like that. So true. I always do it afterwards.
Right. And plus it's...
And I should do it more. You should do it more often. Because my back is kind of hurting right now, but besides
That's no good. We need to do posture. And that also, there's this thing, there's this property that our muscles have that might sound, Tyler's going to probably yell at me for being too technical, but it's called viscoelasticity.
Blah, 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 blah.
Shut your mouth. I will murder you. You heard that here first. I'm going to murder Tyler. So viscoelasticity means that our muscles are not a perfect rubber band. So if you take a rubber band, you pull it out, and you let go, it's gonna come back to its original size unless you go way too far out and stretch it beyond its point that can be, its yield point is what we call it. Our muscles don't come back right away. Since they're mostly water and fluids, you stretch them out and it takes a second to come back in. And that, what that does is that if you stretch before a workout, you stretch them out and it takes some time for them to come back in, right? So you do a little warm up, then you go stretching, you hold your stretch for a while, it's gonna stretch out, and then it's gonna take a while to come back in. So you're actually increasing your chance for injury if you stretch out before your workout. Now, I'm not saying, there's a difference between static stretching, which is holding a stretch, and then dynamic stretching, which I'm a huge proponent of. Dynamic stretch is saying like a walking lunge, and getting that stretch in the front of your hip flexor, and then activating that muscle right away.
Okay.
So that's different than a static stretch. A static stretch, you go to the position, hold it, 30 seconds later, switch legs, you know?
Yeah.
And that's good after a workout, because then that lengthens up whatever you tightened. But to answer the question...
You like to do the...
I like to do squats, lunges, and a couple other, like, scorpions, and a couple other different...
Just body weight, stretch it out.
Exactly. Or if I'm going to do, like, a chest... exercise, I'll grab the bar, like say I'm doing bench press, I'll grab the bar and move it up and down about 20 times first after I've done my dynamic warm up. So I'm getting my cardio in a kind of a warm up right.
With the stretch.
Exactly. So I'm preparing, because a lot of times people just stretch and they don't, like, I love this. This is one of my favorite things, because Tyler and I think are going to start doing a segment every so often called Stupid Things People Do in the Gym.
Oh, which I have a list of 100 things already lined right up, so get excited.
This is my first, this is one of the first things that I love. Because people will do, like, cardio, they'll start running on a treadmill, right? And then they'll go straight into chest and back day, right? And they won't even warm up their upper body. They'll hop into the hardest weight they have. And it's like, your warm-up had nothing to do with your activity.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, if I'm a gymnast, I should be doing my cartwheels and whatever. I shouldn't be, you know, just running on a treadmill. It doesn't prepare me for my action. Funny. Yeah, so
I've seen that multiple times.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Your warm-up should mimic your activity.
The workout that you're going to do.
And then you should stretch afterwards. If one thing I also like doing is foam rolling before a workout, too, which we can get into more later, but if you know how to do that, that's a good thing to do before a workout as well. We'll talk about that at a later date because it gets into some deeper stuff we don't want to talk about now.
So with workouts, like, what kind of workout plans do you find to be the most efficient? Like,
okay, yeah, because we're talking
workout plans are kind of
we're talking about fat loss is yeah pretty much what we want to talk. Because believe it or not, shocker, most people want to lose some fat. Let's yeah not lie.
Most people want to lose fat. It's not, but in that, yes, growing muscle and all that stuff, mm-hmm, causing effect.
Looking damn sexy, right?
So, do you find there's, I'm only going to go with working out one time a day.
Okay.
You know, when you right get into like the higher intensity and stuff like that, there will be people that do two a day workouts, you know, one in the morning, one in the evening kind of thing. So with, let's just stick with you're working out one time a day. First off, how many days a week do you think would be the best time, like, to work out?
If you can work out 5 times a week, that's great. You know, up to 6 times a week. Minimum, twice a week. So
2 to 6.
2 to 6 times. If then the intensity of your workouts should mirror the amount of your workout. So if you can only work out twice a week, you gotta be busting ass every single time. Like, both those workouts should be killer. And you should be doing high-intensity interval training, sprints in between sets. You should be jumping rope in between sets. You should be keeping your heart rate high while you're doing your weights. So it's like, I do a set of bench press just because it's easy.
It's going to be extreme workouts. And then,
exactly. You got to go hard.
If you
I mean,
just do two.
Not
you
for people just hard starting out. Then. Like, you need to ease into it. But you need, I mean, you got to build up to that because you...
You have to push yourself if you're going to do 2 days.
Exactly, because 2 days...
Or if you're going to do 6 days a week, you can kind of...
Like, one day's really hard, the next day's more stretching, yoga, relaxation.
Working around and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Okay. So you have a preference... I mean, this is purely, I think, preference. I'm never going to tell somebody not to work out. But uh-huh, do you find working out in the morning, lunchtime, evening, what works best for you personally?
I like afternoons, like your right afternoon at like 2 o'clock to like 11 to 2, because so, then there's no one in the gym. I love it. Like I can go in the group exercise room. We have these standing heavy bags. Well, not really heavy bags. They're punching bags, and I can just grab it. The room's empty, and I just can do sled drags. So I can just push it across the floor. Wait a minute, and then push it. And it's hard. It gets my heart rate up. I'm working real, you know, I'm doing everything. Then I hop over and get my car, then some weights. Then I do another one. No one's there. I can do whatever I want. So that's why I like that. But I know you.
See, I'm a morning or evening person.
Right.
Like, I have to go one or the other because it's purely the aspect of my day regimen. So it's like, if I wake up, I need to work out first thing in the morning because I then can take a shower and go through my day. Or I need it to be the last thing I do so I can take a shower and then go to sleep. Kind of a
right
thing. Having it midday always kind of throws my schedule off.
Got it.
In that kind of aspect.
I think from a physiological standpoint, though, working out in the morning is probably more supported. So if you have the choice to work out in the morning or in the evening, you probably should work out in the mornings because then you're... BMR, your basal metabolic rate, is higher, meaning you're burning more calories throughout the day, as opposed to working out in the evening, then you go take a shower, go to bed, then you're sleeping, then you're lower. I mean,
yeah,
sure, you're still at a higher level, but you're sleeping, and you're not doing anything.
Well, the thing also I like about working out in the day, like in the morning, is it sets me up for the day. it gets me on that mental mind track of, okay, I've already worked out today, I'm going to eat right.
Right.
Or the reverse of it is, oh, I've already worked out, I can't have that snack.
Right.
I can do that because I've already worked out. Where days that I work out at night, it's the extreme of the other, where it's like, oh, I had that snack, I need to work out.
Uh-huh.
Or I've worked out so good that day, oh, I don't need to work out.
Right.
Like, I've done that multiple times where it's like, oh, I've had such a good day eating and stuff like that, I don't really feel like working out, I won't do it. So working out in the morning emotionally and mentally is probably the best for me, because
right.
I can talk myself in and out of things
right.
rather easily.
Yes. Yes. So. Let's talk about cardio.
Cardio.
How much cardio do you think you need a day? This is us.
How much do I think I need a day?
We're still talking fat loss.
Fat loss, I would say, I'm going to go with 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay. Usually, if you're doing after a workout, then yes, I would agree with that. So
if
you're doing,
saying if I'm going? Like, if I'm just going and doing cardio?
If you're, okay, on work, no, that was a loaded question because there's no right answer. Like, I would say, on workout days, you only need 20 to 30 minutes. So
that's after you've lifted weights,
right,
or done machines or done a Pilates class or something like that.
Yes. And by lifting weights, we mean challenging yourself. Like, ladies, I'm sorry, but grabbing your 5-pounders and doing 800 bicep curls is doing absolutely nothing for you.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
Right. So, yeah,
that
we're talking
end up in the things I hate about people
yeah.
in the gym.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, after a weight workout, probably 20 to 30 minutes is all you really need. But if you're just going to go out and do cardio, this is where it kind of gets dicey. I would say you need at least 40 minutes to an hour if you're just doing cardio on a day. The reason for that is research shows you have about half an hour's worth of sugar stores in your muscles, right? So the first half an hour of your workout, you're not burning fat. All you're doing is burning sugar. So after that, then you start actually burning fat for the second 20 minutes to half an hour, which doesn't mean, this is one thing I also hate, is what people just doing cardio for hours and hours and on end, which is not good for you either. Like, seriously, once you go past an hour, hour and a half of working out,
you're training for like a triathlon.
Exactly. Barring
real
athletes.
No reason to be on the treadmill longer than an hour.
Yeah. Amen.
And that's all I can take, because if I'm lucky to do an hour of cardio, and it only is if I get caught on like a CSI.
Uh-huh.
If I start CSI like right at the beginning and I haven't seen it,
right,
I'll then do cardio for an hour because I will then zone out on that.
I just got this book. My buddy Ben sent it over, got to me. I was up in Oregon for a wedding, and the groomsman gift was this book called Chi Running. I'm really, like, I think I mentioned it yesterday. I'm really getting into it. Like, it's like all about relaxation, mind-body awareness when you're doing running. And I've hated running. I'm starting to actually enjoy it. So we'll see how that goes.
So, okay, so we've hit the cardio.
Hit the weight.
And the weight, do you find it easier to do? Well, no, that's kind of a loaded question as well. I was going to say, to lose fat,
uh-huh.
we should probably go into reps and sets. Would you think, or...
It's okay. Here's my thing.
Ranges.
I think that, okay, let's say this. 1 pound of muscle burns an extra 50 pounds or 50 calories a day, right? 10 pounds of muscle, right, would then burn 500 calories extra a day. Take that over a week, that's what? 3,500 calories, correct?
That is a whole lot of math as well.
Right, but I've done the math, and so I'm just talking off the top of my head. So that also, 3,500 calories also turns out to be 1 pound, right? So if you add 10 pounds, if I could just, boom, add 10 pounds of muscle to you, just magically, you would burn an extra pound of fat every week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So resistance training for fat loss is a must.
So
you need
yeah,
to, yeah,
I fully agree with that.
I'm not telling you, I know you know that, but I think
that's
a lot of people
don't. That's the most fascinating too, is that people... And I'm not trying to pick on a gender, but a lot of girls do this thing where they're like, oh, I'm just going to go do cardio. and they run and they run, or they get on the elliptical and they elliptical. What'd you say? It's just the elliptical. You elliptical, like it's not really running.
It's kind of striding, perhaps.
You mechanically stride over and over again. I don't know.
I don't like the elliptical. I think the elliptical's dumb.
And yeah, it's just kind of the funny stuff is like women love. Not love, but, like, love to comment on that, like, flab on the tricep.
Uh-huh.
That, like, back.
It's and like, oh, if yes, I could just lose this.
I understand there's gravity and whatnot to women as you get older. But using the 15 pounds, up it. Get the tricep muscle huge there. It's
not huge, but big.
I'm saying bigger.
Yeah.
It's not. You're not going to look like Jay Cutler, who's Mr. Olympian.
You're not
going to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No.
You're not going to look like Sylvester Stallone or what's some huge, big... You're not going to look like China, that WWE
no. wrestler. And here's why. Because you don't have the testosterone in your body to do it.
Yeah.
Sorry, you don't. Like,
it's
I'm,
not
going to like, my favorite thing is people are like... I talk to women, they're like, oh, I know I get big there. Because they work out for a week and the muscle's torn and it's inflamed because you just started working it out and it feels bigger and it looks bigger. But give it another week or two of doing the same regimen and it will tighten back up because the muscles hurt. It needs to rest. So keep doing it. Don't be lazy. Like, seriously, don't, like, do it. It makes me so mad that women just say, oh, I don't want to do that because I know I get big there. Shut up.
Well, that's the funny, like, okay, we can just go into a rant about people at the gym because the funny stuff is I hear this hundreds of times. Oh, I've done that before and it didn't work. Well,
were you doing
I'm
it
a
right?
gym personnel,
right.
And I'm saying that you have some things that you need to work on. Let's try it. Let's just try it my way.
Right.
I mean, I understand that you think you did it and you think you did it right. Let's do it my way. And let's do it my way for more than, let's say, two workouts. Let's try it for 2-3 weeks. And see what happens. It's a shock!
What? What?
It's magic!
Right.
It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's an awful analogy, but it's like, you walk up a flight of stairs and you're tired. You're not going to walk up a flight of stairs anymore? Oh, if you walk up a flight of stairs 6 times, all of a sudden it's a lot easier and it's what you... It's just...
Yeah.
The logic of people...
Right.
Me up. And that's
and then,
anything.
And then on the flip side, I mean, guys hate cardio, right? Like, we don't do it, and we don't, like, statistically, we don't go to group exercise classes, and we don't hire personal trainers.
But I will tell you right now, guys, go to group fitness classes. The ladies
oh.
are lovely.
Yesterday, when I was doing that 3-hour cardio marathon thing, by the end of it, I was the youngest guy there, and, like, you're surrounded by really, really attractive women. I'm not saying, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go pick up on all these hot ladies, but I mean, it is an incentive.
Well, yeah, and it's kind of the funny stuff we should talk about this one time. It's just like etiquette of
oh yeah
personal space and whatnot.
That'll probably be on Thursday a little bit.
Yeah, it's so much easier to talk to somebody in a group fitness class than it is out on the floor or out on a cardio machine.
Right, and we're not saying the gym is a bar. You're not there to pick up on women.
It's just an added bonus.
It's an added bonus.
Or
and plus,
friends.
And plus, like, it's a lot, like, a hell of a lot easier to work out in a group when you're being pushed by someone who knows what they're doing, as opposed to you working out with a buddy who's like, oh yeah, this is a great ab exercise. And it's like, no, I'm sorry, you're just gonna hurt yourself.
I can't wait for Thursday. You are gonna get my opinion just rammed into your ears about how annoying. Like, I want Thursday. Get excited. Wait for Thursday. I can't wait for Thursdays. Oh, well, tomorrow's is gonna be good too. The boxing one.
Yeah, because that's all about you.
That's all me too. But yeah.
Did you hear the Carolla's rant about
Adam Carolla?
Yeah, about the Chris Rock thing. Did you hear about that? Did you
no.
hear about that one? Okay, he was talking to I think. Wasn't Dave Damaschek, it was someone else. He's talking about how it pissed him off that Chris Rock, all his comedy tours were like, I'm gonna rape your ears, I'm gonna ram my comedy in your mouth, like that kind of stuff. And you saying, like, I'm gonna ram my opinion into your ears, like, That's kind of funny.
Well, no, it's just you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. The visual of get excited for the blog, too, because there will be pictures.
Ooh.
I'll find pictures.
I'm excited.
I won't find pictures of actual people, but I might draw. I might make some drawings. No. Get artistic.
That's right. Art is good. So, we've talked about cardio. We've talked about weights. Let's talk about different kinds of cardio.
Okay.
So let's just go through the machines.
Walk us through.
I'm gonna go mentally through my gym and see what we're just gonna go through. Okay. I think we'll do this. Let's give it a rating of a 1 to 10. 10 being the greatest, 1 being the worst.
Okay.
Rowing machine.
Rowing machine. I like it truly because it does give you more of a whole body cardio aspect.
Your rating?
Row machine, I will give it an 8.
I'll give it a 9.
Keon, you're a 9. Why 9?
I love it. I think it's one of those machines that I just love. I think it's a lot of fun.
It gives you upper body and lower body.
Yeah, and plus you can. It's one of those things that you can kind of control, like how fast and how hard you're going, and then you can really easily just boom up the intensity like within a second. So you can go like I'm resting, and then boom, boom, 30 seconds real hard, and then a minute easy, whatever. So it's easy to do intervals on, and I just like it.
Okay. Then what's the next machine?
It'd be the stair stepper. So not the stair, not the rotating steps. We're talking just the little that one.
Oh, the little uh-huh. Like.
Okay. Do, 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 do.
Stair stepper, I find those hard personally just to use.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a good lower body, but it's, I'm going to say 5.
I'm going to agree, and here's why. Everyone uses them wrong, because they'll lean their body weight up onto those little handles, right? And so they're taking up like half their weight, and they'll just go do-do-do-do instead of actually doing steps.
Yeah.
And, like, just using the bars as support, so.
Yeah, I find it, like, I used to do those to just, like, almost as a calf workout. Like, you can kind of
right,
just,
yeah, you
I
could.
Use those more as a calf workout, just in, like, a workout sense, not a cardio aspect. I just do it for my cardio, like, when I'm on my leg days,
uh-huh.
I'll jump on that for 5 minutes, shock the calves a little bit.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So next is going to be our rotary stairs, the big ones.
I think those are intense. I'll be honest with you. At the same time, they're so intense, I find them to be productive is scary.
Uh-huh.
Because running upstairs and getting on that thing, it moves so fast that if you do mess up, you're now being face planted into stairs and having them rotate across your nose, like kind of a visual.
Right.
In the aspect of cardio, I'm going to say it's a 7, but I'd rather run actual stairs than do the stair rotating machine.
Yeah. I'd give it probably an 8 because you're never going to find a stair well that's that big, you know?
Yeah.
I will not find 100, you know, like however many flights of stairs.
I will, oh yeah, you're not going to, unless you live in like New York City and you find
Empire State Building,
yeah,
whatever.
You go there. I did notice this the last like couple of weeks. I've noticed different people, it's not just been one,
uh-huh.
running the stairs at the parking lot of the mall over here. It's
interesting.
5 flights of stairs. So it's really like 10 because you have to rotate each of them.
That's still a flight.
Well, yeah, I guess. But they run up and down those because it's open, and they just, I've seen people running them.
That's kind of
like,
cool.
Oh,
because it's air conditioned, it's not as hot.
Well, no, it's outside.
Oh, those stairs.
Yeah, the ones literally like out on the side of
oh.
the parking lot.
Interesting. Yeah.
I just see people running those.
I used to run, like we used to do on rain days. With the football team I work with, we used to do stairs. I think stairs is one of the best workouts you can get. Next, I'm just going down the line.
Go down your line.
Treadmill.
The treadmill. I hate running with a passion. I, being a swimmer and a water polo player, can't run to save my life.
Mm-hmm.
I can run out on the street better than I can on the treadmill.
Yeah.
So I will say running out on the pavement is 100 times better than on the treadmill, because I feel like I can control the intensity better.
Yeah.
Where, you know, I have a hard time being taller too. My stride is longer, and so it pushes me back on the treadmill, so I feel like I might fall off of that.
You have a falling...
Yeah, I don't want to be that... I've seen somebody do that. It was the fun... Okay. Short story. I was working at a gym, and I was at the front desk, and the front desk overlooked, like, you could see the whole cardio area. There was a lady that, to be nice, was just a little bit off.
Uh-huh.
There was, you know the
something
people
was
that you're just
wrong.
Like, she was super nice, super sweet, but there was just always something about her that you just kind of tilted your head and squinted the eyes a little bit and was just like, I'm going to make sure that you don't die, kind of an aspect to her. She got on the treadmill, started running, and literally I was watching her at the split second it happened.
Uh-huh.
She stopped running and grabbed her shoe as if she was going to tie her shoe. On the treadmill. And I was just like...
Oh!
I watched her just fall and get blown back. And I was just like... I had to laugh in my head just because she stopped to tie her shoe without getting off the machine. I then went over, made sure she was fine, and she was embarrassed and was fine.
All that, right.
I think I even tied her shoe. And then she got back up on.
That's
but,
precious.
Yeah, it was just like, wow.
Absolutely.
Like, that is my biggest fear, is to like do something on one of the machines that just draws attention to me and I'm an idiot.
Right. I've seen, okay, at the last gym I worked at, I was standing at the front desk, you know, just chatting it up, waiting for my next client, and the kids club, the head of kids club, she was running on the treadmill pretty fast, and she got off to go to the bathroom. She comes back, and she left her treadmill running, right? And she, I don't think she realized that she left it running, so she just jumps on it, boom, eats
awesome.
It. Because she just steps on it and just face plant. It was genius. And then the gym before that, it was during a thunderstorm, and I guess or lightning storm, whatever, and I guess our generator was really sensitive, like our power source was not that great, and we had the old school treadmills that didn't have the reserve power in them, so
when the power went off,
there was this guy sprinting, and all of a sudden the belt stops, eats it right in the front of the treadmill, almost goes over the edge.
All reasons why you should just do that.
Treadmill. 5.
You're going with 5?
I'm going with 5.
I went with 6.
Because I'd much rather go outside and run.
Yeah.
But if you have to, fine. The next one, have you ever seen the tread climber?
Is that like the Bowflex?
Well, it's the one that does this. Like, it's two little treadmill, like, independent treadmill things.
Do you understand
that no one can see me?
Nobody can see you moving your arms like you're giving the Hitler salute in both arms?
No, it's like a, yeah.
Forth.
Well, you can see me.
That's awesome.
So,
I love how you just described it. It goes like this, and you start flailing your arms around, and I'm looking at you going, nobody can see you except me.
Fine.
Awesome.
But have you seen, like, the tread climber
has
two independent belts that that go up and down, kind of alternating.
Go to truefitnessacademy.com, look
right.
at the blog, there'll be a picture.
I think they're dumb, too.
It just looks like it hurts.
Here's why it sucks. The treadles, that's what they're called, the independent treadmill things, for each leg, don't go always at the same height. So one stride will be different from the other, which really messes up your pelvis. And then two, it also increases your stride length ridiculously, right? So you're going like stretching your stride out, which is not good. And you're walking
and
your heels.
Exactly,
it's just not good for biomechanically. So I'm giving it a 2.
You're going 2?
Yeah.
Well, to be honest with you, I've never actually used it. I've just seen it, and
uh-huh.
it freaks me out. My gut was saying 3.
Okay. Let's go with the recumbent bicycle.
So we're going the bicycle.
So the recumbent ones are the ones you sit back. You have a back to the chair. Your legs are in front, and you just kind of.
The ones that are. Yeah. Yeah. The ones that aren't like your normal fight.
No, exactly. So you're seated backwards. Which, I mean, they're kind of nice, but I'd still give it a 3.
You want 3? I'll 3.
Excellent.
I will agree with that. Purely because whenever I use them, I can never find the length between the pedal and the seat that really feels comfortable to me.
Uh-huh.
Because sometimes my legs are stretched completely out and just like going, or I feel like they're up in my chest.
Right.
Going to town. And I can't find that stride that feels good
right.
between the distance between the pedals and the seat.
Right.
Correlating back and forth.
Yeah. So, and plus, you don't, like, most people don't push themselves in those things.
Yeah, I use those on my lazy days.
Right. All right. And let's go with the stationary bicycle now. So, upright.
Normal bike, like you're going to go for a bike ride.
Yes. Kind of. I mean, yeah.
They have bikes like that now.
Right.
Your initial bike.
Right. And we're not talking a spin bike, because those are different, too. So, we're talking just a stationary bicycle.
Stationary bike.
I'd give that a 4.
You're going 4? I was going to say 5.
Right. Because you can't really adjust it that much. You can't do anything standing on it. Like, you know, like it's not.
I find it easier.
It's one of those
easier cardio days. Especially, there's days where, especially leg days, I find after I've worked out my legs, cardio is the last thing I want to do.
Right.
And so, I kind of think of it as just like an extended warm down of a legs workout to use the bikes and stuff like that, because you're still using your legs and warming them up and stuff like that and using them, but it's more triggered towards the leg area.
Got it. And then I think we only got the elliptical, right?
Elliptical. You hate the elliptical.
I'd give it, yeah. What do you give it?
I, on the other hand, okay, well there's the ellipticals. Are we talking the ones with the arm extensions?
Yes.
So you can move your arms and your body, your legs at the same time.
Sure.
If done right,
uh-huh.
and if done at a resistance that is productive, I will say that it is a 6.
I'll give it a 5.
You're going 5?
I just don't like the dang thing. Like, I think it's stupid.
I think a lot of people cop out with it.
Yeah.
Yes, I know that people have knee issues, and running is not great. I'll buy getting on the elliptical, but it frustrates me when their resistance on it is 1.
Right. That's actually probably worse for your knee than running.
Because
running, when done right, because the thing is, most people don't run right.
It's hard.
It's
hard to run right.
Yeah,
that's awkward.
You just run like a child runs, you know? It's like, that's how you should be running. I don't know. Running shouldn't be bad for your knees, is what I feel. And then when you hop on the elliptical and put it on 1, you're jamming the joint back and forth. I don't think it's very good.
But see, it's also kind of I would use the elliptical with somebody that's really obese, purely because running, I'd almost rather have them walk on the treadmill.
Yeah, I guarantee.
Like that would just probably be easier.
Right, because then they learn proper stride, proper gait, as opposed to just doot doot doot.
Elliptical's kind of the easy way of doing it.
Alright, now, last two that I can think of. We've got the spin bike.
Spin bike.
Which is the ones that you would use in a spin class. So you can either click into them or they have little cradles for your shoe. You adjust the tension with a little knob. I like those a lot. I give that an 8. I like it.
I was going to go 7. I'll go 7. I've only used it once or twice, and I liked it. The thing with the spin bike classes
mm-hmm.
is
yes.
that the cushions on them, everyone I've ever sat on is hard.
They're supposed to be. Because it's actually harder on you. It's easier on your bike on you eventually if it's harder. Does that make sense?
No, I know that, but it hurt my butt.
Uh-huh.
I don't like that.
That's why you use those bike shorts with the padded crotch.
Yeah, I'm not that intense.
All right, last thing that some gyms have that I would consider a cardio piece of not equipment.
With air quotes.
Yeah, sorry.
Which he gave to me and only me.
Right.
So he got with his air quotes.
Whatever. The swimming pool.
Okay. Silent air. The swimming pool.
What do you think?
I love it.
I agree.
I love it. I'm going to say 9.
I will give it an 8. And here's why. Those people that do the damned jazzercise walking aerobics in it that piss me the hell off. Like, I hate that crap. It's easy on your joints. Yeah, but why? I mean, like, they do it in the lanes when I'm trying to swim without a class. And it's like, there is a area designed for that. Like, at my gym, there's 2 dedicated lanes that don't have lane dividers for people to walk. And I'm swimming, and someone hops in, and they start doing jumping jacks or whatever in the water. I'm like, I was swimming. That's why it doesn't get a 9 or a 10. Is because people use it poorly.
But see, I'm looking at the other... Because the jazzercise, as funny as that is to me...
It's a good workout.
I don't throw it into the category of cardio with swimming.
Really?
Yeah, I wouldn't put it in that.
Well, I mean, okay.
I think just doing laps and going that way. Where
but
I would put the
someone could be
water,
walking up and down the pool.
I would put that more as a. Oh yeah.
That is the pool. You know, it's not like I can do sprints on a treadmill. I can walk on a treadmill. I can put it at a really high incline. Those are all treadmill workouts. And I can swim in a pool. I can walk in a pool. I can do aerobics in a pool.
Yeah, it's okay. I see where you're coming from. I just like swimming. I like it for multiple aspects. 1, you sweat but you don't feel it.
True.
2, it's always, when I work out, like to just zone out, and I find in swimming I can zone out a lot faster.
Uh-huh.
I do have a hard time, I've had one of them at one time, the audio waterproof things, they don't work very well.
No.
Where you listen to music, it doesn't work well. Mm-hmm. So, that's my little 2 cents on those, don't get them. It's better just to swim and think about your life. but yeah, it is the reason why I would give it a 9 is the other people involved. I like to have my own lane, or if I'm having to share it, there's an etiquette in that of a circle, like you have to talk to the person, okay, do you want to take that half of the lane and I take this half, or do you want to circle swim?
Right.
Circle swim is, you know, both of you go up the right and then back on the left side if you, you know, and then, or you can split the lane in half. I take the left side and I just go back and forth in it, and you take the right side back and forth in it.
Which I prefer. Cool. Do you have any other pieces of equipment that I didn't mention?
Cardio-wise, jump rope. Jump rope, cardio, jump rope. I would give the jump rope an 8.
Why
is
that?
The reason why I would give the jump rope 8 is I find it relaxed. You know, like that jump, like people say there's like that runner's
high,
meditation, high, whatnot. I find it, you can get into the jump rope high within 10 to 15 jumps of it, I find. Like, if you just get it going, I can zone out super fast. I find it also better in a fat loss because of the high intensity of it if you do it in rounds, because it's like 3 minutes on, minute off, 3 minutes on, 3 minutes off. I mentally have a theory, and nothing proves this, so don't take this anywhere really, but if it jiggles, it will lose. You'll lose it. And so jumping jiggles everything.
Right.
So it's going to make you slim down.
Right.
That's kind of just my weird little...
No, I see that.
...aspect of it.
I'd probably give it a 7, and here's why. 1, it's really high impact, so it's not the best for your joints. And 2, well, I mean, if you do it wrong. And then 2, it's got a steeper learning curve than any of the other pieces of equipment, despite its benefits.
Yeah.
Because it takes a while to people learn how to use the thing.
But I also like that you can pretty much do it anywhere.
Yeah. Save, right.
As long as
yeah.
you have like 10 feet clearance,
yeah.
you can pretty much do it anywhere,
right.
which is nice.
Right.
So I would say jump row. I can't think of any other cardio machines off the top of my head.
Neither can I, in all honesty.
So I think we've knocked them all out.
Yeah.
Then, weights-wise, I mean, I would just...
Let's leave the weight debate for a while, for later, because I feel that that is a much, or I think that's a much deeper issue.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to get livid about machines and hate on them.
No, so yeah, I would say cardio. So, well, do we have time to talk about how to use the machines? Should somebody just get on it and use it for 45 minutes, or should they mess around with things?
Yeah, let's go over a couple of the quick. So let's go down the list and see if there's anything special that we need to know about each piece
of
equipment.
Well, there's the
rower.
Rower.
Foot size. That's about like where your foot should be. You should have a nice midfoot connection with it, so you're not too high, you're not too low. And then the resistance, how you change it, it's a little strap on the right side of the there's this round part.
It's like a windmill.
It's not a strap, it's a more of a lever. You move it up or down and it increases and decreases the intensity of the workout.
The stair stepper,
don't lean on it.
Yeah, just position your body straight up, vertical.
Yeah, right,
is your best bet. Stair rotator, I find that you just need to be cautious of what your speed is
right
on most of it.
And don't hold
on to the handles
with
your, I mean, you can hold on to it as a guiding thing, but not as a body support.
Right.
The treadmill.
Put it at a 2% incline always.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, our world is round and we always walk at least at 2% typically, unless we're walking downhill. So a treadmill is at 0% incline, meaning that you're walking downhill always. So put it at
2%. 2%. Do you find just getting on and going at one consistent speed is good?
I think we should save running form and running the 101 for a later date, because that gets more complicated. But just be aware of your biomechanics. Your feet shouldn't be going out to the side. You shouldn't be doing a lateral rotation at your foot. So your foot shouldn't be making a V, pretty much.
You shouldn't be pigeon tunneling.
You shouldn't duck walking.
Duck walk or whatever.
Duck walk or pigeon
tunneling. Bird walk, whatever.
Yeah, feel like you're on rails.
Yeah, you want it to be straightforward. I'm calling it the Moflex machine, because that's what it looks like to me.
Which one?
The
tread climber.
The tread climber.
How about this? Don't do it.
Don't do it. But if you're gonna use it,
don't. Everyone hangs onto the bars in front and lean backwards, and that's the worst thing you can do.
So yeah, basically.
So just don't touch anything as you're doing it, and just walk normally. That's the best way you can do it.
Okay. Then we have the seated bike, the non-normal one.
The recumbent. Make sure that your knee almost extends full. Like you want to find the position on the bike where when you push away, your knee almost gets full and then starts coming back in. You don't
want to
shoot it.
You don't want it to be 180, you want it to be like 170.
Yeah, you don't want your knee to lock out.
Okay.
And you don't want it to be in your chest out.
Then your normal bike, your seated bike.
Same thing.
Same concept, something that you can extend on.
Right.
The elliptical, this one also, I would say, just make sure that you're vertical, not leaning on things. Also, make the resistance something. 2, 3, 5. Just getting on there and doing it is not going to be productive for you. Spin bike.
If you ever do standing exercises, make sure you have some resistance on there. And the same length in your foot as the recumbent and the stationary bicycle. So make sure there's at least some resistance on there, because if you stand up on the bike and start running on it without any resistance, your knees will, I mean, unless you want a new knee.
Some people do,
then go out by all means.
Also, be aware of where your butt is on that seat, because the one class I took, my left leg started to go numb because my butt cheek was caught on the one harder part of it, and I moved it up an inch, and it was the greatest thing I've ever felt. That's awful. That just is bad. Okay, next thing. Swimming. Here's my thing with swimming. Swimming is one of those things that if you're doing it, great. Like, really,
yeah, it's a great exercise.
There's so much into form and stuff like that, but just doing the movement is good enough at first.
Right.
Kind of a thing. Make sure that you're kicking your feet.
You should talk.
Yeah. Oh, I don't. I'm full upper body when I swim. You need to make sure you kick your feet. That is going to get you going a lot better.
Right.
And just be aware of the people around you is probably the better technique that I can give you.
Right.
Then jump rope. Jump rope, one jump per rotation. A lot of people like to do a double jump with the rotation.
Because that's how you learned as a child.
Yeah.
Which is fine, like, for a resting interval.
Yeah, but to get the one jump is just it's better for you. Like, it just is, you're not going to get caught as much.
Right.
Doing the double jump, because the double jump, usually people do littler jumps with. So
right.
They're not getting off the ground as much. You're going to get caught.
Right.
And I've seen people fall. I've seen, you know, it's, or just get it caught on their leg and whatnot. But I would just do a jump per rotation. And if that means you're doing one rotation, or you're doing 1-1-1-1-1-1-1,
right.
Get started with it and stuff like that. Also, I like to keep my elbows into my body while doing it. Some people like it out. It's a preference.
Doesn't really matter. Okay.
The only other thing is keeping your body straight. Don't lean forward. A lot of people tend to lean forward and do like a little crunch thing.
Not good.
Yeah.
Especially, I think you see it mostly because of boxers.
Yeah. And that's kind of a thing with everything, is you want to keep your body vertical.
Right.
On all machines.
At least in good, not vertical, just so there's a plumb line that you go through all your joints. Cool. You want to take us home, T?
Well, let's see. The rest of the week, we've got boxing. We're going to talk about boxing. Basically, a crash course on how to throw some punches.
Kick some A.
Maybe, probably some safety aspects of it.
Kill some beesies.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. And Thursday, we have Gym 101. We will teach you how to get the lowest price at a gym, teach you how to find the best personal trainer. Anything that you might want to know at a gym, we will tell you. And then Friday, we're talking about calories. How many calories you should have, how many, when, where, and how, and all that fun stuff. So get excited for that. And there'll be a recipe that you can try this weekend. We are still searching for that.
It's going to be delicious, though.
It's going to be good.
So, I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And you guys have a great day. See you tomorrow.